I'm no tech genius, but I knew if I wanted my business to crush it, I needed a website now. Thankfully, Bluehost made it easy. I customized, optimized, and monetized everything exactly how I wanted with AI. In minutes, my site was up. I couldn't believe it. The search engine tools even helped me get more site visitors. Whatever your passion project is, you can set it up with Bluehost. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, what do you got to lose? Head to Bluehost.com. That's Bluehost.com to start now.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Finish up projects with GE-branded silicone sealants. Tub and tile silicone is 100% waterproof and offers same-day water readiness, making it perfect to use in kitchens and bathrooms. Shop our selection of GE sealants in-store and on Menards.com and save big. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to view all of our other great deals happening this week. Save big money at Menards.
Hey guys, welcome back to my channel. My name is Tatum Tamia. I am the host of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast and the CEO of Anchored Media. So as many of you guys know, I just celebrated a birthday. I recently turned 30. I feel really, really good about 30. Like there's something very grown about 30 that I'm really into right now. Also, I feel like my age is finally kind of catching up where I've always been because I've been an old soul my whole life. My friends have been like, girl, you're just turning 30. I could have sworn you've been 30 since I met you. But I'm just really excited about this new decade. But in this video, I wanted to share just a couple of things I wish I knew in my 20s. Because a significant amount of you guys who listen to the podcast or who are subscribed to this channel, you guys are in your 20s. And so let me drop a couple of gems on you real quick. One of the things personally that I wish I knew was that my value was not contingent upon what I could produce. And I spent all of my 20s in grind mode. Like I went to college, I had one job that gave me grants for school, one job, I was an RA, so I got my housing paid for, internships because I had to build this resume. I was on student government and all these organizations trying to build this resume to be able to find a job that I don't work. But all of these things for my resume so that I can be attractive to employers once I graduated. And it was just always a grind. After I graduated, got into the workforce, even in college though, before even graduating, I had a brand. I started a blog when I was on campus where I was just writing just different articles. It was called Dear Regina because I had found out that Regina meant queen in Latin. And so I would write these letters and essentially it was like I was writing letters to myself and just giving advice and things of that nature. So I did that on campus. I was involved in another business on campus, just anything that my heart's desire that I wanted to do, I just went after it full force. And that was exhausting. And if I'm being honest, I'm a hard worker by nature and somebody who's a go-getter by nature. But a big part of that drive and accomplishments and being in honor societies and dean's lists and all of that was because my value and my self-worth was heavily based on what I was able to accomplish, how many trophies I could have, how many ceremonies I could have people in the stands with me for. I didn't feel worthy unless I was accomplishing something. And a lot of that was rooted in issues and trauma that had to get worked out through with God and through therapy. But I just spent a lot of time seeking validation through accomplishments. And it's something I feel like a lot of people, a lot of 20-somethings go through because you feel like you should be here by a certain time. You feel like you should be farther along, or you feel like wherever you are is not good enough because it doesn't look like where you think you should be or what other people may be doing. But I feel like there's so much value in loving yourself where you are. And while still wanting more, you know, still being ambitious and all of that, that's not to say that you're not going to have ambition, but I think it's a very healthy and underutilized I don't feel like it's talked about enough. Just being content and happy and in love with yourself as you are right now, without anything added to that, without the wife title or the mom title or the entrepreneur title or the degree, whatever, just you as insert name here, being happy with that. And I wish that I was happy just being Tatum. I think now, because I have done so much, I see so much value in just in how happy I am when I'm just me. You know, when I'm eating my ice cream, first of all, the Netflix brand or the Netflix flavor of Ben & Jerry's non-dairy is fire. Go try it and then come back and let me know in the comments. But when I'm eating my ice cream and watching Married at First Sight on a Wednesday by myself, BJ is doing something, the baby is asleep, like that's just me chilling, not doing anything, not accomplishing anything, and just happy. And happiness is something that I wish that I valued more in my 20s. Happiness without the attachment to some sort of accomplishment. And you're young, so I mean, of course I can say that looking back, but those lessons and those things is what got me to where I am today, so I'm cool with it.
This episode is brought to you by IXL. In my household, education is so important, and in summer, there's still no breaks. So whether your child is trying to catch up, stay sharp like we are, or get a head start for the fall, IXL can make learning a seamless part of the summer. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning, whether they're brushing up on math or diving into social studies. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies from pre-K through 12th grade with content that's engaging, personalized, and yes, actually fun. It's the perfect tool to keep learning going without making it feel like school. I am so excited to get started with IXL. My son is getting ready to go to kindergarten, and one of the tools that his school uses is IXL for Learning. And so we are so excited to dive in this summer to prepare him for the upcoming year. This program will improve your kids' grades. It will work for any of your kids. You save time and you save money, so don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Blessed and Bossed Up listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com. Visit IXL.com to get the most effective learning platform out there at the best price. This episode is brought to you by Indeed. You just realized that your business needed to hire somebody yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. When it comes to hiring, Indeed is all you need. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs helps you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so that you can reach the people that you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. I've hired many times, and it's always very slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. How fast is Indeed? In the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/blessed. Just go to Indeed.com/blessed. Right now, and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/blessed. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Something else I wish I knew in my 20s on the faith side, and I mentioned this before, I really wish that I knew that faith was freedom and not bondage, because Christianity was presented to me so many times in the form of a box and restrictions and rules and laws, but that's not what it is. We're free in Christ. And of course, there's a standard to righteousness, but that standard doesn't equate to bondage. I'm still free. And I'm somebody who loves freedom. I mean, I'm an entrepreneur. I love the freedom of my time. I love the freedom of being able to do the things that I want to do without being in a cubicle and all of that. Same thing. When it came to religion, I wanted to be free. And for so long, Christianity wasn't presented to me in that way. And it wasn't until I truly gave my life to God and built a relationship for myself that I realized that there's so much freedom in it. And I wish I knew that then. But again, I wouldn't have gotten here today if I knew everything about in my 20s, which was like 2 weeks ago. But something else, though, that I wish I knew in my 20s, moving on to business, a couple of things. One, everything that you see on social media, whether it presents as authentic or not, it's branding and it's marketing. It's being presented for a reason. It does not tell the true full picture. And I say that even as someone who creates content, my content does not tell the full picture. It just simply doesn't. When I'm going through things, I personally don't talk about things that I'm going through while the wound is still open. I'm not going to talk about it until after the fact, because there's certain things that I have to process and deal with without an audience. And that's just how I choose to be, because I'm a private person for the most part. And so knowing that about myself, I don't know why I had this, especially early in business, I don't know why I had this idea that everything, like I just took everything as face value on social media. And that led to a lot of comparison and feeling like I should be farther along, especially when I started living for God, feeling like there are people who weren't honoring God and were farther along than me. And that made me frustrated. There were so many emotions that were triggered as a result of me not realizing or taking social media for what it is, which is a platform to where people share their highlight reel and share what they want to share. I personally don't think there's anything wrong with that at all. I don't want to see when you're in your lowest moments. That's for you and God to work out. But as people who interact in this space, it's important for us to also understand what it is, so it's not triggering these negative emotions with us that then impacts how we do our business, how we interact with our friends, how we feel about ourselves, our relationship with God, and all of those things. So I wish I was a little less naive early on and realized social media doesn't tell the full story. It just simply doesn't. And like I said, even if you consume my content is not going to tell you the full story at all. And another thing that I've learned in my 20s as it relates to business specifically is your relationships and reputation matter. You cannot just be out here doing whatever and thinking that that's the end of it. And on the opposite side, the seeds that you plant are going to reap a harvest at some point. There are so many things that I haven't had to look far for because of relationships, because I was serving before I needed something from somebody. So they remembered that. So by the time I need something or they want to help me or whatever, it's like, what do you need? No, it's cool. Whatever you need, I got you. You need a check, I got you. You need this, I got you. Just, I've seen, even with my business, we introduced a new service this year and I haven't even sold it really yet. Just my relationships and people that we've worked with before and just built that rapport with are now clients. And I don't have to look far for anything that I need because of my reputation and because of the integrity that I've had from day one. Even when it comes to pulling favors to where it might be needing a speaker for the society or wanting someone to do whatever. Like anytime I need something, I don't have to go far most of the time because of just the relationships that I have with people. And then the same thing for me. There are people who all they have to tell me is when and where. I'm not going to charge you. I'm not going to do anything. Let me know what you need and you got it. Because of that's how our relationship is. And there's something between us that, you know, they may have done something for me before or come through or prayed for me or just been there for me to where it's a no-brainer that I'm going to be there for them as well. So relationships are such a big deal. There have been people that have come up to for us to collaborate or maybe work together. And I see we have a mutual acquaintance and I'll call and be like, hey, what's up with such and such? They reached out to me. They cool. Like, what you know? And they'll say, yeah, no, go ahead. That would be a great partnership. Or they might be like, nah, Tatum, that's not going to work. But even with that, that's how things go most of the time, where people will check your reputation. Like, is this person really who they say they are? So your reputation and your relationships are very, very important. And I think, especially with the younger generation, it's very selfish. There have been people who worked with me that I'm like, they could never ask me for anything. And I'm still nice and sweet and, you know, respectful at all times, but I might be like, yeah, because of how they handled the responsibility or whatever, I'm like, that I would never do anything for them unless God himself told me, because that bridge has been burned based off of whatever reason. So again, your relationships and your reputation is so, so, so important. So that's it. I hope you guys enjoy my little rant about some of the things that I wish I knew in my 20s. For those of you guys who are 30 and up, what's up? What y'all doing? How are your knees? How's your back? Okay, because every time I drop it low, it's some cracks that happen, and ain't nobody warned me about that. So who wrote the 30 handbook? Send it to me, please. But that's it for this video. Make sure that you like, subscribe, hit that notification bell so that you don't miss when I post another video.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.